Grand Haven's favorite. In the WGHN studio, Mayor Bob Manetza. Hello, sir.
Hello, Mary Ellen. How are you?
Good. You had surgery on your shoulder last Monday.
Yeah, I did. I got a new shoulder. I'm the bionic man now.
Yikes. You yep. feeling okay?
I'm feeling fine.
Okay,
well,
good.
It's a pretty quick recovery from this one. So.
Is it?
Yes, I'm doing fine.
Any kind of surgery is a big
deal. I'm not doing
deal.
Cartwheels.
No, well, that you're not.
But I wasn't doing them before either.
No, you weren't.
Because I'd break my neck if I tried.
Hey, City of Grand Haven secured over $1 million in a federal grant for Renew Harbor Island, the project through the Federal Interior, Environment, and Related Agencies Fiscal Year 2026 Appropriations Bill. Congrats. That's huge.
Yeah, that's a big deal. I mean, we regularly go to our congresswoman and to our other representatives, our state and state reps and all them, and tell them, here's our need, here's what we're working on, here's the progress we're making, and you know, we're trying to respond to Eagle and to EPA as far as the pollution on Harbor Island. So we're always asking for whatever grants and assistance we can get, because this is a much bigger job than the City of Grand Haven can afford to do. You know, we don't have to do it all at once. It's going to be a bill to be paid over many years. But so any money that we can get from them, and this is not the first grant we've gotten, but this is a good-sized grant.
Yeah.
Over $1 million. We don't have it in hand yet, but we assume that it's coming, and, you know, it's been approved and all that. So that will certainly help. You know, it's... So far, what we've done out there, we've done a lot of testing and analysis. We've done a lot of definition on what the eventual solution will be, and hopefully this summer we'll have an actual plan for the specific remediation.
Mm-hmm.
We've gotten through the coal pile. The old coal pile is remediated. That's covered up with topsoil and grass now, and if we don't have to get into it for anything else that might be underneath, you know, then we may be done with that piece of it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're making progress, and we're, you know, the BLP is paying a lot of money for this, because, you know, the anything has to do with the coal ash and with the coal pile was their responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
All the PFAS and the underlying trash from the old dump, that's our responsibility as a city.
Right.
So, you know, it's great to get this help, because otherwise it's more than the city can do by itself. You know, this is the big gorilla in the room as far as city finance and the city responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
So getting this money from the feds, you know, and Congresswoman Skolton has been really instrumental in this, and it's another piece of it.
Yeah.
People keep saying, well, what's this going to cost? Well, nobody knows yet what it's going to cost. We've been guessing that this range from $40 to $80 million for a city this size. That's a number of years worth of our city budget. And we don't know where it's going to come in there. We think it's going to be in the lower end of that range. But every time we get a grant or every time we get some help with this, it helps us with the eventual solution. You know, the BLP's contribution is big. These grants and things, they're very helpful. And a lot of this will get eaten up with the testing, the planning, setting the stage for the remediation, the actual work itself.
Yeah, I'm looking at the anticipated timeline here.
It'll be spread over a number of years.
Yeah.
So there'll be a number of years before we can get on the island to do anything besides remediation. But, you know, it took us a long time to get to this point.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's going to take a long time to get to a point where we're cleaned up and in a better place, and there's no more threat to the environment or to the public from the material that's on that island.
So people can go to renewharborisland.org. That website's very, very helpful. All kinds of press release. It's all right there.
Yeah, lots of information there.
There's a timeline there,
what we anticipate. Last November, we had an open house where we talked about potential solutions and how we might be able to purge some of that groundwater and stop the flow of groundwater through the island, because, you know, it's a sandy island and water flows every which way through there. And so some of that material, that some of that pollution that's in there becomes mobilized by the water flow and ends up out in the surface water or somewhere else. So
yeah, you don't want that.
We're trying to monitor that and figure out how to stop that.
Okay.
That's our goal now. And as far as how much material we have to eventually remove and dispose of, we don't know. We're hoping to do a minimal of that and more of the capping it, sealing it, and making it harmless. So.
Yeah, it's really interesting when you look at that timeline, though. Honestly, you look at it and you go from winter 2021, and now we're coming into summer 2026. That is a long time.
Yeah, and if you're looking forward, you have many more years of this.
Oh, for sure.
We anticipate that we'll be sampling this island for decades to come.
Really?
So as far as remediation and the eventual reuse of the island, may not take quite that long, but we'll have to keep an eye on it for a long, long time.
Wow.
Wow. But it's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
And so getting this help, absolutely, we're grateful. We're so grateful to get what we can to help with this problem.
Yeah, I looked at that press release and I was like, did I read that right? $1 million? I'm like, wow, yep. That's pretty cool. So you have a meeting tonight. Now, I know that Emily Green, the finance director, she does this every year. She goes over the fee schedule. This is just a draft of the fee schedule for 2026, 2027?
Yeah, it's part of our budget process. Yeah. Early in the budget process, they look at the fee schedule because the fees are intended to compensate the city for actual costs.
And this would be fees to use what? Like
if you wanted to rent a park for a wedding or something like that.
Got it. Okay.
If you wanted to rent Mulligan's Hollow for some event, or if there's fees also for like building permits and zoning permits and all the different permits that come through the building department through public safety, those all have a fee attached to them. There's a number of fees if you need to open up a roadway for some kind of repair or addition to a water line or something. You know, there's fees attached to all this stuff, and they're intended to compensate the city for actual costs.
Right.
They're not intended to be a revenue stream. We're not supposed to be. In fact, there's been a big court case in the state years ago about defining that. You know, fees are intended to you have to make them at least commensurate with costs. They don't have to be exactly dollar for dollar, but you can't treat them like an extra revenue stream. You can't say, well, I'm going to take a rental permit fees for these properties
and
use that to pay for a new parking lot somewhere. I mean, it doesn't work that way.
Okay.
So these are relatively minor adjustments. Some of it's a little bit of restructuring. I think that Central Park Place has some restructuring how they want to pay for rental of rooms.
Okay.
Try to make it a little easier to rent out rooms there.
Mm-hmm.
So some of it is a little bit more efficiency. Some of it, very little of it is actually increases in fees.
Okay, I was wondering
if you scan through it, you'll see that there's a little bit of that. Mostly it's same fees this year as last.
Okay.
So it's a relatively minor adjustment, and some of it will make more sense with time.
Okay.
But, yeah, that's part of our budget process, that we get this, and then next we'll see a new capital plan for future projects, and then eventually we'll have a work session where council talks to all the department heads about how much each department needs to spend each year. And so then we set up our budget, and so that by the second meeting of May, we should be ready to adopt our budget.
Oh, good to hear.
And our charter requires us to have our budget adopted in May of toward the end of the current fiscal years for the new fiscal year starts on July 1st.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're on schedule for doing all that.
All right.
And there's going back to the Harbor Island stuff, there's a couple things on here for Harbor Island. One of them is for some coal ash data collection work, the CCR work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about another couple, that's like $232,000 more that has to be spent.
Really?
That'll be paid for by BLP because that's related to coal ash.
Mm-hmm.
And then our last thing under new business is another one for work on Harbor Island, and that's non-CCR, which is the PFAS, the heavy metals.
Okay.
All the stuff that's underneath, that's under new business, for a similar amount of money, another $232,000.
Okay.
For more data analysis.
Yeah.
And when we get these grants and all this help that we've been getting, a lot of it goes into this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Where we have to, you know, just continue to figure out what we're doing.
What's the big thing that stands out on the agenda tonight for you? Because you got a couple public hearings, so.
Well, the public hearings, one of the public hearings is the assessment role for the principal shopping district, because we're coming near the end of that process of renewing that. So we renew it every 5 years, and it's usually the same this year. They added about 2 cents per square foot to the assessment to try to bump up the amount a little bit because inflationary costs have driven up the cost of everything this pays for. But the assessment itself, it doesn't go up with inflation. It goes up with when there's an increase in square footage because it's based on square footage of buildings. And so it really is kind of a stagnant amount of money unless you change the amount, the assessment per square foot. So there's a little bit of a bump in that.
Okay.
But part of the renewal process is the county assessor has come back with the assessment roll, the specific amounts for each building.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have to have a public hearing on that. And if people want to challenge, they say, well, this is wrong or this is inappropriate or we wish you weren't doing this. I mean, they can come to council and express what they think. And the council can, council will have to vote to approve or not of the assessment assessment role.
Okay.
And then we'll have one more meeting after this where we actually adopt the assessment.
Okay.
So it's a multi-step process.
It sure is, isn't it?
We're getting through it, though. We should be done with this process soon.
Good.
And, you know,
that'll be a relief, huh?
And the principal shopping district is really quite important to the DDA.
Well, yeah.
It helps pay for a lot of things they do, a lot of the marketing.
And they, what a year they've had, may I just say.
They're making good use of the money.
Oh, yeah. Main Street had a great year in 2025 and more to come in 2026.
And then there's two public hearings related to the old Flotos building, the old Flotos store.
I love that building.
Yeah, it's been vacant. No, it was, it's been. Flotos closed.
Yeah.
And they sold the building. The new owner put a temporary business in there last year. Basic summer stuff, t-shirts and summer stuff, just so something would be in the building while he formulated plans.
Yeah.
Now he's come back with plans. He wants to, talking about a restaurant on the main floor, talking about.
Really?
There's two apartments on the second floor now.
Yeah.
And he wants to infill part of that too and make that upper floor larger. So it takes up the entire footprint of the building and put another apartment up there.
Nice.
And he wants to hold those apartments to what's considered attainable level of housing, which is like 100% of area median income.
Mm-hmm.
Not low income, it's still not cheap, but it's geared toward 100% of AMI, which is your average income person could rent that.
That would be sweet.
So there would be three units like that. So what they're doing is they're coming forward to council. And this is pretty typical anymore when somebody has a big project, especially something kind of marginal like this, where you have to put a lot of money into a building to bring it back up to current standards. Because this building is, this is an old building, and it's got like old asbestos and it's got old pipes in it.
Yeah.
It's basically the building needs to be gutted and redone from the inside out. But they want to save the facade. They want to keep that green tile that's on
there. Sure, yeah.
There's an awning. There's like a 45-degree awning structure that's going to come off. But that's actually a more modern feature. But the horizontal awning that sticks out over the sidewalk, they want to preserve.
Okay.
So it looked more like it did in the 1950s and 60s than it does now.
Mm-hmm.
And the new part they want to add on, they want to make it match the rest of the building.
How cool. I wonder what kind of restaurant they would want to put in there, because it is a very retro feel for the building. So
I guess we'll have to wait and see, because no matter what they say now, it depends on what tenant they can secure.
That's true.
Their intention. But the building's been deemed, because of all the renovation it needs and the obsolete infrastructure within the building, it's been deemed an obsolete building, or they're asking it that it be deemed obsolete. The county assessor concurs with that. And so if they can get an obsolete property district there, then they can get a tax abatement.
Okay.
And so in the way the tax abatements work, it's kind of like the TIF that they're also asking for, that the current baseline value remains, and so you continue to collect tax on the current value.
Mm-hmm.
But as they increase the value of the property by making improvements, the taxes on the increase get returned to them so that they can use that to help cover their cost of construction.
Okay.
And so it's a public subsidy in that sense, but the public doesn't lose taxes. We just don't gain taxes for a number of years. And we've had a number of these requests over the years, and we try to be very objective about whether or not they get granted. We have Plant Moran is a consultant that we use to determine whether this is a real request or whether they need it or not. And they've come back and concluded, this project probably wouldn't proceed without some kind of incentives from the city. And the city doesn't have money to give them. It's more a matter we'll give them a break on future taxes as they increase.
We've got a lot of construction coming up. I got to wrap this up, but I see there's a resolution to approve a contract with Michigan Paving Materials. That's for the street resurfacing that's been budgeted already.
Yep.
And is that 7th Street?
There's several.
There's several.
There's several of these. One of them is that stretch of Harbor Drive down by City Beach that is in kind of falling apart on us.
Yeah.
So there's a stretch there from basically City Beach up to Grand Avenue.
Okay.
There's several pieces, but the 7th Street project is a separate project. That's like a $7.5 million project that's probably going to kick off about late in 2027.
Okay, got it.
So that's out there a little bit.
A little bit later than 27.
But that's going to be a full rebuild of the street, all new pipes in the ground.
Yeah.
Pipes in the ground, all new curbs and all new sidewalks and all new pavement and substructure and everything. So that'll be a major rebuild. And in fact, we're doing a visioning plan right now for Centertown. We kick that off. What kind of uses would they like to see added? What kind of building frontage, what kind of new construction would they prefer to have there? And so that'll all get tied together, and then the street work can be coordinated with that.
Very nice.
So we're trying to make that all make sense.
Are you ready for summer?
Oh, yeah, I guess I am. I don't mind winter, and we're in the middle of February, so we still have a bit of we still have some winter to go.
So, I know.
Even though you got a warm spell now, so. Don't get too anxious.
Well, I was looking at the channel cam yesterday. I was just doing some writing and editing, and I thought there were so many people walking. So many people were out yesterday because the weather was warm, and it's just so nice to see blue sky. You know, yeah, I'm ready.
It is. Well, people get stir crazy, you know. You get, especially with that, we had that bad stretch of really cold weather. So,
oh, my, what a winter.
It's a nice relief.
Yeah.
But we're not, don't kid yourself. If you've been in West Michigan any length of time.